another event between the Koreas. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. South Korea's military says it fired warning shots at a North Korean vessel early Monday there. It says the action was taken after the North Korean vessel crossed the maritime border between the countries. Last week, North Korea fired hundreds of artillery shells toward the sea in response to South Korean live firing drills. The economy will weigh heavily on voters' minds in the midterms. This is President Biden criticizes what he called the Republican Party's trickle-down mentality.
Many economists are saying trillions in new spending caused this inflation crisis. Milton Friedman famously said only government creates inflation. And recall the dire warnings from former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers before the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus package was signed last year. After Saudi-led OPEC decided to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, sending gas prices even higher, some Democrats want Biden to look inside this country for a solution.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Gas prices fell 7 cents over the past 2 weeks to a new national average of $3.92 a gallon. That, according to industry analyst Troby Lundberg.
Oil prices have now, in this 2 week period, dropped about twice as much as gasoline has. So that indicates that if oil prices don't change much, we will see follow-through, we will see pass-through of a few more pennies at the pump.
Lundberg says the national average was impacted by a 59-cent drop in California. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not run to lead the Conservative Party. Johnson, who was ousted in July amid ethics scandals, was widely expected to run to replace Liz Truss, who quit last week. He said he gained enough votes from fellow lawmakers to run, but was far behind former Treasury Secretary Rishi Sunak. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
China's leader gets a third presidential term.
While the last two Chinese presidents have held office for a decade each, Xi Jinping will go on to a third five-year term as the leader of the world's second largest economy. Xi has presided over a zero-COVID policy, which has slowed economic growth and increased party control over people's daily lives. The move comes with other changes in the nation's top political jobs. Premier Li Keqiang, who is an advocate of private enterprise, will no longer hold a position in the country's top decision-making body, which is now made up of Xi's political allies. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
Health officials in Virginia are trying to find out what caused students at a high school to become sick last week.
The students and some staff were suffering from flu-like symptoms and stomach pain. Affected were a full half of the 2,100 students enrolled at Stafford High School, just outside Fredericksburg, Virginia. And while the school remained open, all after-school activities and athletics were canceled. The state health department is helping to figure out the root causes of the outbreak. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
A skydiver in Tennessee is dead after trying to land on a field before a high school football game.
The skydiver had attempted to land on the field during pregame activities at the Musket Bowl game between Daniel Boone and David Crockett High Schools in Jonesboro, Tennessee, but suffered a malfunction prior to landing. The parachutist was taken to the hospital and ultimately succumbed to his injuries. A moment of silence was held at the football stadium shortly after the parachutist went to the hospital, but officials ultimately decided not to postpone the game. The Musket Bowl eventually kicked off around 7:45, about 45 minutes after the originally scheduled time. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.